Hello, Malcolm here. This is the Sunday sample for the 6th of August 2017. Some reflections on corporate worship from our services. This last Sunday, the 6th of August, I was in two places, in Watford and Bracknell. The Watford service was a special one. We had a church service and barbecue at Debbie's home in Croxley Green rather than Watford, but just round the corner. I spoke in both Watford and Bracknell. It was a rather busy day. Both the lessons are available on the Watford Church of Christ YouTube channel and the Thames Valley Church of Christ, Churches of Christ YouTube channels and the respective podcasts. For the Watford service, we sat outside. It was lovely. We sat in a circle in the garden. The sunshine shone. It was lovely. A bit of a bonus there. I taught a lesson on the calling of Levi from Luke 5 with quite a bit of discussion and interaction and personal sharing. And I really liked the informal atmosphere that produced. It felt a bit more like what I imagine, at least, what Jesus was doing when he went to people's homes and had impromptu teaching sessions. So it was lovely. And I had some good feedback from members, but also some people who were visiting us in a sense and didn't come to church very often. So that was really good. In Bracknell, a very different setting in the leisure centre. Now, I attempted to bring extra impact to the lesson there on Psalm 130 by using three methods. Number one, good slides. I picked some pictures I hoped would make an impact and arranged things on the slides in such a way I hoped would enhance the points of the lesson. So that was the first thing, good slides. Secondly, an interactive physical illustration involving water, a colander, a bucket, a towel, and a helper, Mike. Thank you, Mike, so much. That was the second thing, interactive physical illustration. And thirdly, personal vulnerability. I shared some of my insecurities and fears. Now, whether those worked is a judgment you'll have to make by watching the video. And if you would like to watch it, I'd appreciate some feedback. I'd be interested to know what you think, whether those things were effective or not. So you can leave a comment below, or if you were there, leave a comment and let me know. The juxtaposition of those two services, which were so different in Watford and Bracknell, did remind me that I must make sure that I consider the location and the occasion and in terms of the way to present a point and a lesson. So that was good for me to think about that. In terms of the music, the corporate worship together in music, we sang in Debbie's garden in Watford. There's something special about singing outdoors. It was great. Charles played his guitar. I hope we didn't offend the neighbours. As far as I know, no one complained. But that was lovely. In Bracknell, the worship team really gave their hearts. Everybody did their very best, and we sang with joy and with all of our hearts. I have to say, though, the PA was a nightmare. It was one of those days when you wonder if you're getting everything wrong. Should we even be using amplification? So the memo to myself for next time in Bracknell is we will have voices only. No keyboard, nothing, just voices. That's enough complication for August. Until we get our PA experts back from holiday, and they're away at the moment, we need to cut our losses and go for the easy option. So no instruments next time in Bracknell. The people that helped with the PA did their very level best. It was fantastic, and I really appreciate the servant hearts. It's just there are too many problems with it at the moment. Perhaps we need to replace the PA. But until then, keep life simple. A practice that did go well, was the congregational reading of Scripture. I had the church in Bracknell recite Psalm 130 twice. I was preaching on it. We did that once at the beginning of the service and again just before the sermon, and I hoped that this would cement the text more clearly in the hearts and the minds of the people before I spoke on it. So I think it went well. I mean, I think it went well, but I mean, I think it was worth trying. The impact on the congregation is a little harder to judge from my end, but I didn't have any complaints. But it was different, and even if it was just different and shook things up, made people think differently, I think it was worth doing. So my note to myself regarding the music there is to keep things simple when other factors make a service more complicated. Final thoughts. Preaching and leading the worship team in Bracknell, doing both of those at the Bracknell service was just too much. It was too much. Next August, I need to not preach when the other instrumentalists and the PA experts are away on holiday. When they're away, I need to keep things simple, and it's too much to think about at once to try and do it all. So I should already have known that lesson, but it was reinforced for me this last Sunday. Last week I said, I gave a commitment that I would prepare the first set of songs well for Bracknell, and I did prepare it well. The PA got in the way, but I did prepare it well. I also said that I would add personal vulnerability to my sermon in Bracknell, and I think I did that. I felt myself quite scared about what I was preparing to share, and even in sharing it. If you let me know if you think that personal vulnerability was genuine or useful, that would be helpful. But I did do that. This coming Sunday, I will commit to a couple of things. Firstly, that I'll add some personal vulnerability to my lesson in Watford. I think that would be good. Last Sunday's lesson didn't really lend itself to that, but this Sunday can and should. So I'll work on that. And secondly, for Lower Early, I'm going to make sure that we absolutely have it completely nailed who's going to lead which song by Friday. By Friday, no later than that. That's my commitment. So I'm sharing these with the public at large, with you, so that I keep myself accountable for those things. So that's why I'm doing that. So what I'd like to know, though, finally, is what are you doing locally with your church services? What's working? What are you trying that's working? What lessons are you... Well, what have you tried that hasn't worked and the lesson that comes from that? What is God teaching you about your corporate worship? Please share your reflections with me, with us, with everybody who listens to these, so that we can grow and please God. You can leave a comment on my blog. You can send me an email. You can... tweet and all kinds of things. So please do. I would love to know what your thoughts are as well. So that's the Sunday sample for the 6th of August 2017. And until the next time, I hope you have a great week of worship. Worship is not just for Sundays. Let's enjoy worshiping all week long, and especially when we gather together with our friends to worship God. Take care and God bless.